This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The 28th running of the Vermont City Marathon and Relay takes place this Sunday, and for a preview of the event, plus a little bit of news about the new women's basketball coach at UVM, we're joined by our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner. It's great to speak with you again, Andy.
Good to be here, Mitch.
Let's talk first about the size of this event now. It's become such a big deal in Burlington, approaching three decades now. Still manageable for city officials, police, EMTs? How big is this year's race?
Well, the field is capped at just around 8,000 runners. They've had a cap on it for a few years and inched up a little bit over the course of that time if they've been able to accommodate more. The breakdown this year is a little over 3,200 marathon runners and a little over 1,200 relay teams. And, I mean, 800 relay teams all told. Many of those are the two-person relay teams, which makes this a half marathon within a marathon.
One thing that does not work out well potentially this year is the weather forecast. A projected 81 degrees with cloudy skies, a chance of a thunderstorm on Sunday. Runners, especially long-distance runners, they hate the hot weather. Have you heard any grumblings about Mother Nature prior to Sunday's race?
Well, you can grumble, but there's not much you can do about it, Mitch. The record heat for a marathon came in 2006 when it was 82 degrees around noontime. The hotter it is, the more difficult, the more taxing it is. I remember in 1992, it was 80 degrees on Saturday and everyone was worried sick. Come race day on Sunday, it was 30 degrees.
Don't think we're going to see a 50-degree drop this year, but that would be something. Talk about some runners to watch, some great stories that always come up.
We do have so many wonderful, wonderful, compelling stories associated with this race, from volunteers to runners to support staff. And I spoke with three runners this year. Ellie Brady is a 50-year-old South Burlington resident who came to running 10 years ago as kind of an empty nest syndrome. Her only daughter had left. She had too much time on her hands. She started to run. She wound up loving it. And she's been an active runner since then. But last February, after a training run, she found herself very, very short of breath and overly fatigued. She went to her doctors over a course of 10 days or so. They could not figure out what was going on. She finally checked herself into the emergency room, and doctors discovered she had a pulmonary embolism. She'd had a blood clot, which had traveled from her leg through her heart and lodged in her lung. It's a good ending of the story. She's healthy and fine, but doctor says, forget about running in the marathon. And this crushed her spirits. But Jess Cover, who is the marketing and communications director for the marathon, heard of Ellie's plight and devised a way for her to still compete. So instead of being part of a half marathon team, she's going to be part of a five-person relay team and walk and run slowly her leg of the race. And so she's back in the mix and just very happy about it and thinks that running and her good health has probably saved her life with this embolism. And then we've got Forrest LeMoyne with another medical situation. He's a 60-year-old former state trooper from Ferrisburg who's been a runner all his life. He ran at high school at Lake Region Union. He ran at Champlain College and at Maine and has been a big member of the Green Mountain Athletic Association. But a year ago, Valentine's Day, he woke up completely numb down one side. Checked into the hospital. Doctors determined he'd had a series of strokes. It knocked him out of running for almost a year, and he was going crazy. He didn't know what to do. He just felt badly. Running had been such a big part of his life. But with friends, they coaxed him back and slowly started to run again with his medications, and he will be part of a five-man relay team again this year as well. And then on a healthy side, Rachel Drew is a 30-year-old Burlington resident who never ran in her life until a few years ago. She did the field events in track at South Burlington, but then 3 years ago thought maybe she would just do a little bit of running more as a weight loss gain than anything else. She found out she was hooked. She loved it. So she slowly has worked her way up from 5-kilometer races to 10Ks to half marathons, and now on Sunday, she will race her first full marathon, and she always knew she wanted it to be the Vermont City Marathon, where she tried to go all the way.
Any projections on who may be the favorites for the men's and women's categories, either locally or from outside Vermont?
Well, I can just tell you who the defending champions are. Matt Pelletier for the men, and a local runner of great note, Casey Enman, for the women. And so it's going to be a wide open race, I think, though.
Now, let's turn to UVM. And you recently covered the hiring of the new women's basketball coach for the University of Vermont. This was a big deal for a couple of reasons. One, UVM has had a succession of losing seasons for a while now. They want to bring that program back to prominence, which it did used to have. And two, because it's the first major hiring by UVM's new athletic director, Jeff Shulman. Who's the new coach? Where is he coming from?
His name is Chris Day, and he comes to Vermont from University of Pennsylvania, where he spent the last 3 years as a top assistant. And in that time, the Quakers won two Ivy titles, went to the NCAA, and also went to the NIT tournament. He coached 9 all-conference players at Penn, including 2 players of the year. Before then, he had extensive experience at St. Joseph's and a year at Indiana. He comes very, very highly recommended and regarded. Jeff Shulman knew of him even before this process began and had him on the list of people they wanted to talk to quickly. Chris is the first African-American head coach in the program's history. He's the 8th coach and only the 2nd male. Keith Siplicki was the other. Chris emphasized at his press conference that he thinks that there's talent here. Even though Vermont has lost 20 games plus for the last 6 seasons, he says that they can win sooner rather than later, and that's going to be his emphasis. They have 9 returning players, 3 freshmen coming in, and also still have 3 scholarships available to use going forward. Vermont's program for a mid-major is in a very, very strong position in terms of resources. It has community support. It has a strong operating budget in terms of travel, in terms of recruitment, in terms of the salary pool for assistants. So everything is there for this program to be able to turn it around. And in a fairly quick period of time. Shulman made a point of saying that the expectations will be high for this program. They will be patient, but basketball is a sport where 1 or 2 players can turn things around quickly, and that's what they're looking for Chris Day to do with the UVM women.
And how long is Chris Day's contract?
He has a 4-year contract with a base salary of $140,000 with some incentives as well.
We'll see what happens. Our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner, thank you so much for coming and speaking with us.
Always my pleasure, Mitch.
Now, regarding those hot temperatures for the race on Sunday, Run Vermont Executive Director Peter Delaney says misting stations, ice drops, and roving ice patrols will be added to keep the runners cool. The race course is not being modified, but organizers are increasing water stacks by about 15% and expanding the race's official time limit from 6 hours to 6.5. New runners who are only running a section of the course are encouraged to start early.